The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days for Jesus to be taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there, but they would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. The Gospel of the Lord. On the feast day of St. Padre Pio, if any of you had a chance to read the Office of Readings, you came across part of a letter that he wrote to his spiritual director shortly after his reception of the stigmata. I found it to be one of the most moving readings of all the readings in the Office of Readings. And in that letter, he speaks of the pain that he went through, the unbearable pain, and he said there were times that he thought he was going to bleed to death. But there was one line in this letter that jumped out more than any other, and it was this. He did not want anyone to see the wounds. He didn't want to draw any attention to himself whatsoever, and so he writes, "I will raise my voice and will not stop imploring until in his mercy our Lord takes away not the wound or the pain, which is impossible, since I wish to be inebriated with pain, but these outward signs which cause me such embarrassment and unbearable humiliation." And the part that jumped off the page was, "He can't take them away because I wish to be inebriated with pain." Padre Pio didn't desire pain for its own sake. He loved. And in love, he wanted to make the total gift of himself. Which is why our Lord in the Gospel today resolutely determines to go to Jerusalem, to give himself in love. And those words jumped out, and I felt ashamed because I'm not there yet. How often I try to flee when a cross approaches. I think of St. John Vianney when he writes, when he would pray, he would say, "Lord, let me love you while suffering, and let me suffer while loving you, so that my love is sacrificial love, that I love with the highest love." We ask our Lord for the grace as we receive him today to learn how to love as he loves.